Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We were just talking about shark attacks and, you know, how to survive and how to avoid these sharks because, you know, we had two teenagers get attacked and on North Carolina beach, both of them losing their arms. And it's really, really scary when you, as a parent, you know, want to let your kids go to the beach or it's summer break. We're going to be talking about this hour how the summer is sometimes just as deadly as the wintertime when it comes to people becoming ill. So we're going to talk about that. But I didn't realize that, you know, Jaws, the movie, is about 40 years old. In fact, I think it's going to be celebrating its 41st birthday this summer. It was filmed the summer of 1974, and I believe it was released in 1975. So the mega success movie Jaws is celebrating a birthday, kind of ironically at a time when, you know, we have to deal with the sad news of a couple kids getting attacked by a shark on a beach. But it's kind of interesting when you look back and you see what happened with that movie and why, you know, how it might not have even made it. You know, a lot of you guys have started to kind of look at TV Land. And, you know, many of us are kind of getting the TV bug. And the one of the reasons is we kind of got forced to jump into social media when many of us didn't want to. I did not want to get a Facebook account. I did not want to start doing Twitter. In fact, there's a lady who I know. Her kid goes to my kid's school. And I remember years ago, she's like, you know, I want you guys to join Twitter. My brother designed Twitter. Please, please join Twitter. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So I did it because, you know, it's her brother. Who knew? And then all of a sudden, you come to find out that it's free advertising. All right, and you almost have to have a presence there because everybody else has a presence on there. Although now I think there's so many people on there that you don't really stand out anyway, which is why people have to now buy ads. And then you find out that people could be, you know, on YouTube or they could make some video and it could go viral and you could be famous just by some video. You know, like that girl that was singing a song about Friday. She makes some video about her running around on Friday. I don't know. And, you know, become famous like that. So a lot of you guys start getting the TV bug. Well, now you have something out there. You get a little bit of fame. You know, wait a second. People like my Facebook post. People are sharing my Facebook post. People are sharing my tweet. You know, a famous person retweeted my tweet. Okay, maybe I could be famous too. So now you try to make a TV show. And you're like, all right, I want to make a TV show. I'm going to try to do this. And it just doesn't work out. And it just doesn't work out. And you're like, oh, no, this isn't happening. This isn't happening. Well, then you hear stories, you know, like Pawn Stars. So, you know, Pawn Stars, amazing story on how that got started. But, you know, they're one of the most successful TV shows out there ever. Ever. And it just, everything just worked right place, right time. Well, apparently with Jaws, there were a lot of issues. You know, the robotic sharks were breaking down every day. Actors were, you know, getting all pissy and fighting with each other. There were rough seas, so shooting was really, really difficult. Steven Spielberg was only 27 years old at the time. So he arrived in Martha's Vineyard to film. He only had one other feature film under his belt, which was a flop. It was called Sugarland Express. So he wanted to make Jaws adventure, horror, realism. This is according to biography.com. All right. But from the start, there were so many things going wrong. He wanted to cast Robert Duvall, Lee Marvin, John Voight. They all turned down the roles. Even Robert Shaw and Richard Dreyfuss, who obviously were in the movie, initially said no. But Shaw's wife and secretary, I guess, talked him into taking the part. And then Dreyfuss apparently was in a movie that kind of dudded earlier that spring and came back to Spielberg going, I'll do it. Well, you know, will you take me? And then luckily Steven Spielberg took him. Okay? And I guess this was Peter Benchley's best-selling novel. Universal Studios started to make this movie before the script was even finished. Okay? Spielberg was trying to make changes on the novel, but they already started filming. I guess he took out the part where Dreyfuss sleeps with the wife of the police chief Schneider. Did you know that? Hooper was supposed to be sleeping with the wife of the police chief? Wow. All right. They also added a little bit more humor, etc. Okay? And I didn't know that. And then the shark kept breaking down. This shark sucked. They called the shark Bruce. Okay, they named him after Spielberg's lawyer. They named the shark after Spielberg's lawyer. Okay, so the robotic sharks kept breaking down. They relied on this complicated series of pneumatic pumps. They kept getting fried by the seawater, so breakdowns happened daily. So Spielberg said the actors improvised their scenes, wrote extra dialogue, and apparently it seemed to work. Okay? In fact, some of the ad libs made pretty famous. Like, I think Roy Schneider's We're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat. That was apparently an ad lib. Alright? Let me see. Spielberg wasn't around for the last scene, so he thought that everybody would kind of give him crap, or they would mess the scene up. Not sure what was going on there, but he was stressed out about that. Quint's member speech. Alright, apparently he was drunk, right, for one of the scenes, and so that was shot on two different days, one of which he was drinking, one of which he wasn't, so you always hear about that. Let me see what else. Apparently, the movie made $430 million worldwide, and we're talking about 40 years ago. They said during the first test screening, audience members were screaming in horror. One person actually became physically sick. I don't know if they threw up or passed out, but that was the summer blockbuster Jaws. Still, it's a movie that me and the kids could watch and still be thoroughly entertained by. And I still get freaked out and scared by it. And I don't like swimming out on the beach, you know, in a bikini as a result. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your
your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Doc Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so wintertime is usually a very, very scary time for us doctors because that's when the flu starts to peak. And wintertime is very, very spooky. It's cold. People are getting heart attacks for shoveling snow. People are forgetting their medications when they travel. They're drinking too much. They're eating too much. They're stressed. Money issues, work issues, you know, kids getting sick. And it's just a very, very stressful time. So now we're here in the summer. And it's summertime. Bee! Summertime. And everybody's all happy. Everybody's like, yay, we're going to get some sun. We're going to exercise. It's going to be great. And I got to tell you, from a medical perspective in my office, I definitely see less colds. I definitely see less infection. Every time there's a little bit of a summer cold, nothing too major, we do start to see ear infections, okay? I always see some swimmer's ear. But I have to admit, it definitely is a slower time in terms of severe medical ailments like we see in the winter. Now, keep in mind, I practice in the desert. I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada. So a lot of people get the hell out of Dodge. So we definitely have less people in town at any specific time. You also have less people indoors. But we still have certain issues and pretty scary issues that happen. Very, very deadly things that happen this time of year. And I don't want you guys to let your guard down. For example, in my neck of the woods, there was a kid cliff diving and miscalculated and didn't hit the water. So we see drownings, right? There was another drowning that happened in my neck of the woods. We see childhood drownings. So this is just as deadly a time, if not deadlier, okay? Because our guard is down and we think summertime is safe. So first, what type of things are out there? Well, Daily Mail has a nice little article talking about 8 summer health problems. I could count tons more, but let's just kind of look at those. Okay, so writing for Healthista, Dr. Dale Famuboni reveals 8 health problems and offers tips on how to prevent getting them. Okay, so like for example, eyes. Okay, a lot of times you guys will quote unquote sunburn your eyes. It's called photokeratitis, right, where you inflame your cornea. And it's because you're not wearing proper eye protection. I remember my aunt burned her cornea out in the sun. Pretty dangerous event. Luckily, she could still see. The cornea grew. Some of you guys get these little pterygiums, which is an overgrowth of conjunctiva that kind of grow over into the eye. You guys kind of see a pinkish thing that is kind of growing over the color of your eye. Those things. You also can have cataracts and macular degeneration, etc. So you want to avoid looking at the sun. Okay, if you start to notice a decrease in your vision, notice a growth on your eye, etc., you got to make sure you have sunglasses that filter out UV rays, okay? You got to use the ones that, I guess, claim that they block UV light. There should be certain marks on them, okay? And they should allow no more than 5% of UV rays to get through. So make sure you have UV-rated sunglasses, okay? What about food poisoning? Food poisoning, this is a biggie. Now, a lot of you guys are going to, you know, foreign countries. A lot of times you're traveling. You're eating outside. The potato salad and the macaroni salad are outside cooking in the sun. Beach water is splashing on your food. So we start to see a lot of gastroenteritis, diarrhea, vomiting, fevers, issues. A lot of you travel not peeing frequently, so you get urinary issues, urinary tract infections. So make sure that you be very, very careful when it comes to food. They say there's the 4 C's from the Food Standards Agency in Europe saying you want to do the 4 C's: cleanliness, cook thoroughly, chill appropriately, and avoid cross-contamination. Those are the 4 C's. Now, what about swimmer's ear? Swimmer's ear is known as otitis externa. Swimmer's ear happens because you get water in the ear and there's bacteria in there. And the microorganisms grow because you have an inflamed ear canal. Now you got bacteria in there. Some of you guys, also, you really overclean your wax. Don't do that because the wax protects that lining. So if bacteria get into your ear, it just sits on the wax as opposed to sitting on the skin that's now dry and inflamed. We don't want you completely clogged with wax, but let yourself get a little bit of wax in those ears, all right? Don't let seawater or, pool water get into the ears. What we want you to do is make sure you have some earplugs, okay? And then be very careful with earbuds when you guys listen to music. A lot of times you are completely wearing off your the lining of your ear and the wax pushing it back. That's not good. Hay fever is a biggie. Okay, we start to see more hay fever, asthma, eczema. You guys are out there. There's flowers, there's trees, there's pollen. Maybe the hay fever isn't as bad in the summer as it is the spring, but still, you got all sorts of outdoor plants, etc. So a lot of times we see more about that. Then the sunburn. Sunburn is biggie. And I've seen some sunburns where people are left with second degree burns. Be careful. Okay, you don't start to blister or realize you burn till after the fact. Okay, when the skin starts to peel, all right, you've burned yourself and you've damaged the skin severely. All right, so you want to make sure you protect yourself. You want to make sure you have good coverage. You want to use sunblocks. Some sources say at least 15 SPF. I like to also recommend over 30 if you can, but don't forget to reapply. You want to make sure you're getting hydrated. They say you could also cool down with cold showers, cool compresses. Careful with some of these topical gels. They say you could use some aloe vera. Careful with some of the topical gels because sometimes that can even enhance the sun. All right, if you want to use some real aloe vera plant on you, that's one thing. But some of these certain creams and lotions and things like that could make things worse. So I would rather you just do sunblock per se. Lyme disease is starting to be on the rise. Now we got ticks. Ticks can give you Lyme disease. You got some short-term effects. You got some long-term effects. You don't even remember getting bit, all right? But if the tick is still there, we got to get the tick off. Sometimes you get some flu-like symptoms. Sometimes you get a rash. Unfortunately, Lyme disease can cause joint pain, weakness, fatigue, heart disease, neurological issues, mental impairment, cognitive impairment. So you want to make sure you avoid ticks. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right? Insect repellent, long sleeves, tucking in your pants into your socks if you're going hiking, and make sure to do daily skin checks for ticks. We've talked about how to remove a tick. Don't light a match to its butt and see it fling off. The best thing to do is get a tweezers. You want to grasp the body and do a quick movement lifting it up. Sometimes you got to be careful when you just try to grab the head, all right? But sometimes you could just grab the head, get the teeth, the suckers out. Heat exhaustion is a biggie. You're out there in the heat. I think where I live, it's like 108. Start to sweat a lot, so you start to lose your fluids. You lose your salt, you lose your water, your body temperature rises, not good. You could get nausea, headache, faintness, dizziness. You got to stay in a cool place. You got to drink plenty of fluids, okay? Sometimes you could recover from heat exhaustion, but unfortunately you could lead into heat stroke. That's when the body temperature starts to rise higher. And a lot of people around you undergoing heat exhaustion or heat stroke may be really, really quiet. So you're thinking they're just watching and looking around like grandma or your kid. Meanwhile, they're having heat issues. So keep an eye on them and keep them out of the heat and in the cool. Another thing we start to see are sweat rashes, heat rashes. You know, these skin rashes start to come because of the sweating, because of the skin drying out. Also, it could be insect bites or poison ivy. Yeah, there. You know, some of you guys, I don't know what the hell you guys are doing outside. All right, so now you start to get these skin rashes. You start to itch, starts to get prickly. You know, there's the Caladryl lotion that I really, really like. Caladryl is nice because you can put it on throughout the day, and it helps stop the itch. Sometimes you need a cortisone cream, but I want you guys to be careful. If you see a bite, you think you're it's getting warm, it's getting hot, it's very localized, that could be an infection. And I don't want you guys confusing any sort of skin rash or allergic type thing with something that could be infected. Sometimes you could get a cellulitis, all right? Shouldn't happen spontaneously, but sometimes something like that could happen where you get an infection in the skin, all right? So watch out for that. Be careful. I don't live where there's poison ivy, but still. All right, so, you know, summertime, be careful, okay? We talked about jumping in the water. If you're going to jump in the water, do it feet first, not head first, okay? Just try not to jump in something where you don't really know and you didn't really test it, okay? All right, if you don't think you're going to projectile into the water, but you're going to just, you know, fall flat on land, don't do that. Don't be drunk. Don't do drugs. You can overheat and overexhaust a hell of a lot quicker. You need to make sure you get your fluids in. And, you know, I guess as more issues happen throughout the summer, we'll keep you guys posted. When we come back, we have a Minnesota teen who was reported dead, but thank God she's alive after she had her wisdom teeth taken out. We'll talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Zwirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there was a Minnesota teen, and this is really scary, suffers cardiac arrest during routine wisdom teeth removal. And now, this is the time for wisdom teeth removal. A lot of kids, when they're 17, 18, just finishing school, they start to feel the headaches. They start to feel pain as their wisdom teeth start to grow into the back of their molars. Some of us, the wisdom teeth grow nicely. For others, they're growing in sideways, so we get them removed. I had all four removed. I believe it was the summer before I went to college, and I looked like Richard Nixon. I was all puffy, and it was, you know. But they put me to sleep. They had me sedated. They did it. I woke up, and I did pretty well. I lost a bunch of weight since I couldn't eat. Unfortunately, this Minnesota teen did not do as well. She went in for routine wisdom teeth removal Tuesday, unexpectedly went into cardiac arrest, has been on a ventilator after suffering multiple seizures. Originally, we were told she died, but she's not. So, Diane Gallagher, 17-year-old, Sydney. Her name is Sydney, but her mom, Diane, said what started out as a normal day soon turned out anything but normal. Sydney went in this morning for a simple wisdom teeth extraction. All went good until the very end, where her blood pressure shot up and her pulse dropped, and she went into cardiac arrest. She was taken to the University of Minnesota and Platts Children's Hospital. She underwent surgery to relieve swelling in her brain, and doctors placed her on a ventilator to assist with her breathing. Apparently, the mother posted on a page that despite a poor prognosis, Sydney continued to fight and hang on. She says, "We are so devastated that this happened to our precious daughter and are still trying to process and make sense of it all. She is very critical condition, and of course we are praying for a miracle, but we also have to face the reality that the prognosis is not good." This is sad. She's an active diver, alpine skier. She was very, very athletic. You know, we're just talking about a simple dental procedure. They say it looks like she was able to wiggle a toe. All right, you know, there's no way to assess the brain damage until after they are able to remove the swelling from the brain. They're going to keep her ventilated so that they can control her vital functions while the brain is being very compromised at this time. So they have to relieve the swelling. Then they have to slowly see if she has signs of brain activity and is able to wake up or breathe on her own. It's a very, very, there's a very, very meticulous process that we have to follow to see when we know how somebody's doing. But, and again, I'm definitely sending prayers. But, I mean, what happened? What happened? You know, when you see something like this, okay, and, you know, many wisdom teeth are taken out by oral surgeons who are very, very qualified. And these oral surgeons learn their anesthesia, they learn their anatomy, they learn codes. Many of them worked in trauma units doing cranial facial repairs. So, you know, many times it's not the doctor's fault. It's a very, very bad reaction that happens either to the anesthesia or just something doesn't go right and the heart is like, I don't like this. And that's what really scares us as parents. That's what scares us as doctors. You know, I have people, they come in, they go, "I need a clearance for surgery." I'm like, "What are you talking about? You need clearance, okay? You need a I know what they're talking about, but yeah, but I need you to do it like today. I need you to tell my doctor I'm good for surgery." Well, how do I know you're good for surgery? Now, let me take a look at your heart. Maybe we should do a stress test. Maybe we should see if your heart can handle, you know, some stress put on it. But, you know, unless I'm able to put you under with anesthesia, see what your heart does, right? Try to push you to the max. I can't tell you you're going to be 100% perfect for surgery. Now, a lot of surgeons or oral surgeons now ask for clearance. They don't want to put you under until your doctor says you're good. One is so that they know they don't have somebody sick coming into their chair or somebody with a heart condition, and then they're vulnerable. Meanwhile, they're about to do, you know, some surgery on you, and you could unfortunately have an event. And the other is for liability. Okay, if something goes wrong, they say, "But look, the primary care doctor said they were good. They said they were safe." So what happened here? Pulse went down. Blood pressure shot up. Something happened. Either with the anesthesia, or maybe she had an underlying heart condition. We don't know. And you're looking at somebody who was pretty athletic. Usually these athletes get sports physicals, you know, but I've heard that my kids have gotten some sports physicals that were really, really halfway. I'm like, really? So they didn't really have you hold your breath when they listened to your heart. They didn't, you know, what happened here? So I don't know, you know. And again, I'm not sure, you know, how she was being watched while the procedure was going on. I'm not sure, you know, all the details. But, you know, the first thing people do is, okay, well, the doctor stunk. We need to, if the doctor stinks, okay, that's one thing. Okay, then we have to address that. But if we are, you know, looking at a case where this is a fluke, we need to understand that there are flukes that happen. And then we have to realize that there are risks. Now, wisdom teeth are being taken out. I mean, probably 5 people just had a wisdom teeth taken out just as I said that sentence. It's being done all the time, and it's being done safely. But something can go wrong. And what I suggest you do as a parent, because we may never get the full story, we may never know what happened, and there may be no answer. She might have just succumbed to, difficulty with her body, managing the anesthesia. Maybe the body did not like what was going on. Maybe she stopped breathing. And maybe fluid started to go down into her lungs. We don't know. We may never know. But, you know, the dialogue has to open up that, you know, we have procedures out there where rare bad things could happen. And there's only so much that we could do. We're talking about human lives, okay? I don't want you afraid to have wisdom teeth taken out. I don't want you afraid to have simple procedures. But what I suggest you do as a parent, okay, or anybody in general, is make sure you don't have anything underlying, okay? Make sure you don't have a heart condition, okay? Very simple, very easy to get an EKG or to check in with the heart doctor. Make sure you don't have abnormal lung function, okay? Do some research on the doctor. Don't be doing Yelp, okay? That's not how you research a doctor. You research a doctor through the medical board, okay? You research a doctor through careful interviews with other patients and other people that underwent the surgery. And, you know, some doctors will say, yeah, you know, my patients love the surgery. Talk to these four patients. Now, you don't want it that, you know, you don't want it planned that way either or choreographed that way. But, if there is an adverse event that happens, okay, I think it should be made public knowledge. And we can put the patient's, with the patient's privacy. And there should be some sort of an investigation as to why that happened. It's difficult, though, because, again, you know, we are talking about a human body. And you will see rare things happen. And it's a shame. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. We have a group of scientists who are getting a little ticked off of what's going on with MERS. Okay, the Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome. And apparently scientists and drug makers are saying there's absolutely no excuse for not having a vaccine, right, that to protect the people who are now falling sick and dying in South Korea. Okay, this was an outbreak that started back in 2012. And Middle East Respiratory Syndrome scared the hell out of a bunch of us when we heard what was going on in Saudi Arabia. They said, but scientists know that it's very similar to the deadly SARS virus, okay, which is a sudden acute respiratory syndrome. So this is something, just like Ebola, that could be very, very scary and very, very deadly. All right, but the pharmaceutical companies, they got to figure out about, you know, the economics of the vaccine. And our government's offering to start to fund the vaccine. All right? So you have pharmaceutical companies sitting there waiting and going, all right, well, I don't know if I want to be the one that's going to put millions upon millions and millions of dollars, you know, into this, and no one's going to buy it. So we got a problem. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. And use the promo code SILVER. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so CVS is now buying Target Pharmacy. And I guess the transaction was a steal at only $1.9 billion. Jeez, I know. just about now, aren't you guys wishing, gosh, you know, man, I wish I had a pharmacy to sell for $1.9 billion. Well, we don't. All right. And that, of course, affects you and I, because whenever there's these pharmacy changes, all right, things change in terms of what we're spending on our the cost of our drugs. Maybe it'll go down in price. Maybe it'll go up in price. But this is kind of a big deal. CVS is based out of Woonsocket, Rhode Island. I hope I pronounced that right. It's going to acquire more than 1,600 pharmacies from Target in 47 states and operate them under the CVS brand name in Target stores. CVS will also operate branded pharmacies and new Target stores that offer pharmacy services. So good. Hopefully, okay, we're not looking at anybody getting fired. Now, we know Target's been going through some issues. Remember they said they were going to be cutting a lot of jobs at one of their main plants in the Midwest, and or their main headquarters. And so, I think Target's been definitely having some issues. You know, personally, I think Target has been trying to compete with Walmart, and they've been doing fairly well, but probably not good enough. You know, they say, according to USA Today, there's five reasons why something like this might have happened, where Target had to sell its pharmacy to CVS. The healthcare business is becoming very, very complex. And I think anybody that is hoping to get paid after the good is gone, remember, Target is a consumer goods store, okay? Most businesses do not want to get into healthcare, okay, if you're not going to get your money up front. So if the pharmacies have to run like a doctor's office, these guys are probably losing some big money. Okay, if the pharmacy has to give out the drug, stock, they have to buy the drug, they have to stock it, they have to store it, they have to pay for staff, give out the drug in hopes that the insurance will come around and pay them later, these guys are probably losing money like doctors are. And Target, this has been something that they've been doing for years, but, you know, Target is used to, look, you want to buy that milk, you want to buy that makeup, you want to buy that bag of dog food, you don't leave the place without giving us the cash for it. And so, it's tough. You know, they say Target's pharmacy business was losing money. Chief Financial Officer John Mulligan confirmed that the pharmacy business posted modestly negative results in the company's last fiscal year. People, when it comes to pharmacies, they want drive-through. I think that's a biggie. You know, they don't want to stand in line. They don't want to wait. So if Target doesn't have drive-throughs, that could be a problem. And then, of course, you know, the price, and are they getting the formulary deal? Are they getting the alignments with insurance? Like, I'll have patients go, look, I can only go, to OptumRx. I can only do Caremark. I can only do mail order. You know, I can't go to the local Target pharmacy. Okay? Lack of scale. They say Target is big, but its real estate footprint, I guess, is not as wide as CVS. CVS could have a lot more locations. Target has 1,793 stores. CVS has more than 7,800. Plus, okay, if CVS does what Walgreens does, where they have 24-hour, they say many CVS locations are 24-hour. That also gives them an edge over what Target could do. Okay? And then, you know, Target may not be able to deal with the whole priority of things, like, you know, making things, you know, quick. Whereas CVS, if all they're doing is concentrating on getting people their medicines within an hour, they may be able to do that better. I don't know. I mean, the Target pharmacy where I see is usually not very slammed, so it would look like you probably get your medicines pretty, pretty quickly. It's also very, very clean looking. It's very pretty. I think the Target pharmacy is pretty, but I'm not sure. And then they say foot traffic. Okay, they say Target is going to now have higher foot traffic if CVS customers are within the Target stores. So it may be a win-win for both of them. But, you know, it's interesting. I don't know how profitable the pharmacy business is. We know, didn't we just have Rite Aid close down? Rite Aid was a large pharmacy outlet here. I'm not sure if they exist elsewhere in the country. And Rite Aid had to close. That was at the start of Obamacare. So it's tough, and I hate to see that. But, you know, that's just the nature of business, just like with nature. You know, you some have to fall in order for others to gain. There's survival of the fittest, and sometimes shedding the pharmacy, allowing you to do other sorts of marketing, or you benefiting from CVS being there. Maybe, you know, maybe this is the way to go. So, you know, it's interesting nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. This deadly bacteria in Florida waters has been definitely scaring some people. You know, as we are now moving into the summer, people are jumping in lakes. They're, swimming in waterways and keeping cool. Unfortunately, this is where we hear the one or two rare cases of an amoeba, or we hear of deadly bacteria. This Vibrio vulnificus bacterium grows in warm salt water and has already infected at least 7 people, killing 2 in Florida. The state health department says there have been 32 cases in the past year. Officials say a spike in cases occurs from May to October when water is the warmest. Apparently, Florida Health Department spokeswoman Mara Berger says consuming or handling raw shellfish and swimming in warm salt water could put you at risk. So if you guys are, you know, kind of, you know, on the warm beaches and you see a fish and you pick it up and you go, oh, I want to touch the oyster or et cetera, that could do it. Unfortunately, you get it into your system, you could get gastroenteritis. You could also get sepsis. You could even get amputation. When you go into sepsis, you go into septic shock, and then you unfortunately lose your limbs that aren't getting circulation. According to October 4, 2013, Scripps Treasure Coast newspapers report that the last Treasure Coast death from the bacteria was in St. Lucie County in 2012, but they also had 27 cases statewide that year. So during the summer months, Florida Department of Health is seeing this increase in Vibrio vulnificus, warning you guys, telling you to, you know, it's rare when you look at all the things that could happen to us, you know, during the summer. 26 cases, that's rare. But do not go into water when you have a wound. Okay, if you have any fresh cuts or scrapes, don't do it. If you're immunocompromised, chronic liver disease, kidney disease, weakened immune system, no. Please wear proper foot protection. You getting cuts on your tootsies, on the bottom of your feet, can unfortunately allow bacteria sitting on those rocks to get into the feet. All right? 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. They're saying as we're going through climate change, we're starting to see a link between low birth weight with babies. They found that exposure to higher temperatures during pregnancy increases the risk of giving birth to smaller babies. Now, some of you are like, okay, well, great. You know, a big baby means they're going to have obesity and later get diabetes and be ruined for life. No, no, no. Okay, low weight pregnancy is not a good thing either. Maybe it's because we're getting dehydrated. They say every time we go up, you know, they said 47.3 degree Fahrenheit in the last trimester on average is associated with a 0.6 ounce in birth weight. An increase in 47 degrees in the last trimester. We aren't increasing that much. That doesn't make sense. Anyway, I'm reading this article here as we go. Warmer temperatures to me means you guys aren't hydrating. And when I wasn't hydrating enough, my baby started to have low fluid. When the baby had low fluid, unfortunately, it wasn't eating well or staying as hydrated. So I had to be on an IV. Make sure you guys are getting plenty of fluid, okay? And try to stay cool and keep your temperature good. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be more Dr. Dahlia coming right up.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You know, hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under Financial Lender's License Number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited by ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for...